This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course syndicated on radio around the country. This is my 23rd year broadcasting, and yeah, we break news from time to time. I think the news has been broken long before I got here. But one of the subjects and topics that has been traveling around the world at the speed of, snake venom, maybe, is something we got to talk about today. And I know y'all are interested in it, as I am, and this man is a kind and as well as a very intelligent man, Dr. Brian Artis. We have him here for this special edition to talk about some of the I would call them revelations, discoveries, whether you want to call them anomalies, but my gosh, the things that I've been witnessing via some interviews that Brian has done this past week, including a more comprehensive overview with our buddy Mike Adams, the Hells Ranger on Brighteon.tv as well, going through a PowerPoint slide presentation of all the science that backs up the things that Brian Artis is claiming. Dr. Artis, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm so excited to be here. And I appreciate the world's listening to the message.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to just lay it out this way because there was so much, and you were telling me off the air how you were spending 4 hours of time with Mike Adams on the interview, and he didn't realize even how much documentation you were bringing via the slides that he kept coming. You kept calling up more slides, and my first impression was, my gosh, I don't know if Brian Artis has slept in 4 months doing this research, because the way you have a mastery of what you were presenting, first and foremost, was very, it blew my mind, because I know how much it takes to know what's coming in the details of it. And so if anybody's expecting that we're going to show slides on our radio, we can't do it on radio. But by all means, we'll have it linked up to the Mike Adams interview so you can go back and see some of the things I want to talk to you about. Dr. Brian Artis. Now, when we had you on first time, I don't know, a few weeks to a month or two ago, the focus was on the killing field protocols in hospitals primarily, was it not? That was a lot of your research.
Sure. It's been the sole focus of my life, it seems, for the last 2 years. Yeah. And I have to admit that in the last 4 months, when Stu Peters asked me to start talking about it for the first time, it was extremely emotional, and I couldn't hardly talk. It's been very hard for 4 months.
Yes.
To be interviewed on any other topic and not be able to talk about what my discoveries were, and then going to state legislators, state capitol buildings. I've been to like 6 or 7 in the last 4 months, and yeah, it's just been incredibly hard to be on stages and do presentations when you're building out this narrative that's so much more evil than I could have ever imagined. It was very difficult. So even when we did your interview, I can talk about remdesivir. I've been doing it for the last 2 years, but this was hard to not come out with and talk about. So, yeah, it's very hard.
Now, I will say, and I get it, Superdon gets annoyed with this, but I say the homeopaths were right. The homeopaths were right. Why do I say that? Is because part of our protocol throughout the COVID manifestation has been to, guess what, utilize the homeopathic snake venoms. Why? Because they were indicated. All of the manifestations of COVID mirrored various venoms as we have in the Materia Medica listed. And so it's like it didn't matter whether it was caused by snake venom or not from our perspective as homeopath therapeutes, for instance, responding to something. But what you did was start digging in deeper into the scientific peer-reviewed literature and other things that tied together the fact that it looks like COVID and all of its manifestations are the result of synthetically derived proteins and peptides associated with or directly derived from various snake venoms, king cobra, the Chinese crate, etc. And that's creating what? A storm of 50-50? Brian, you're making this up? Or, oh my gosh, that explains everything and not a lot in between?
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild discovery on my own. But I do want you to know that I've heard from many homeopaths since this news broke who have all said the same thing. Oh my God, we've been using these snake venom homeopathics or anti-venoms, and it's been very successful. I already want you to know, one of the things I was very worried about was I loved the trust that people have had in me to articulate and do research on COVID and present them. I've loved it. It's been an honor to me. I was scared to death, but not scared enough not to tell the truth. I was scared to death and told my wife, I said, you can expect that the 18 speaking engagements I have between now and the end of June are going to all, like half of them, be canceled. That's what I thought. I actually thought I was going to be too controversial and they're going to cancel me. And they still might, but they haven't yet. In fact, I've just been added to more. One of the cool things I have to tell you is Dr. Rashid Buttar.
Dr. Buttar, my buddy. Yeah. We're going to be together at Advanced Medicine, right?
Yes, I have. I've only met him once for like a minute and a couple of months ago. He actually called my cell phone, called Clay Clark to get my number, and is banging on my phone. And he goes, oh, my God, I just had a cancellation. You've got to come to my advanced medical training thing.
Medicine conference, yes. And that's Memorial Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas. So I was just thinking about our combined efforts to be together in Atlanta for the Next Steps event that T.S. Severino's on. You're on that, too. So we've got at least two events that we're getting to hang out a little beyond just being on the air together, which I'm excited about because I appreciate, again, your intelligence and your willingness to put yourself on the line for what you're discovering and let the proverbial chips fall where they may. That wasn't your concern about how will they think of me? Will I be canceled, even though you thought you might be, but more in demand than ever? And, you know, I want to address the, as I said, from a therapeutic reality, we as homeopaths, we're like, I don't care whether it's a snake venom or not. We've got remedies that we're responding already. And that I don't think you're abandoning that by identifying a potential new cause, right, of what's really creating this problem. Some people are hooked into that and going, oh, that's just crazy talk or, you know, it's too much to bear. But the reality is I don't think you're doing it to distract people from therapeutic interventions.
If anything, I'm actually showing you, you've been right the whole time about this mystery they call COVID-19. And this is amazing. I brought up Rashid Buttar because he called me after seeing the documentary. He watched it an hour earlier and he goes, oh my God, I had to get a hold of you and get you to come here. And I said, why is that? And he goes, this has got to be a God thing. And I said, why? I said, I know it is for my end. Why is it for you? And he goes, he saw it on Tuesday and that's when he called me, but Monday's when it released. On Monday night, the same time that we released this documentary, he was filming a show of his own with a couple medical people with him, and they were building a new COVID treatment plan. Mm-hmm. And they said, and this is what they titled their little show that's being recorded, and they're going to release it here later from this phone call I had. He said, we actually decided to call the actual therapy treating COVID-19 as if it's an acute rattlesnake bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, on the same night, released this thing that there's a connection to venom. He goes, I just need you to know that we're all on the same energetical wavelength. God's talking through us. The reality's coming. We know you're right.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have remedies I've been mentioning over the past couple of years, from Bothrops to nausea, which is King Cobra we talk about, Crotalus, Lachesis. I mean, there's a number of them that are beneficial, whether you've been bitten by a snake or not. That's the uniqueness of homeopathy. And I've said this for so long. We've been derided and eliminated from being invited to any table of discussion for 100 plus years in the West because they just couldn't conceive that something that is not there, except its energetic imprint or a component of something like that, could have an impact on the material world. Yet, we talk about more, I would dare say esoteric, but let's talk vitalistic views of the body, whether it be chiropractic, origins of naturopathic, true osteopathic medicine, not that's been engulfed by allopathic medicine, but also other forms of eclectic medicine, recognize that we are energetic beings. Yes, we can be impacted by toxicological burdens that are measured physically, but that we can reverse these things also by addressing the energetic components of the body, so that there's just not one way to get there. Even though we can triage physical medicine with physical ailments with physical medicine, to ignore all of the other aspects which would maybe cause an unneeded failure, unnecessary failure, in addition to the exclusive physical poisoning of the body with a snake venom derived thing, and then the result or response to that is only poison in medicine, albeit less poison or less toxic with the hydroxychloroquines and the here we're thinking all of these things. Ivermectin, before I jumped into remdesivir and the real toxic poison.
Yeah,
and all of that. So, again, I've got so much that's going through my head, as I know it is for you. And I know a lot of people are asking, oh, is it real? What do you want to ask? Everybody wants me to ask you certain questions. For me, I'm really focused on the therapeutic ideas now that we've got this reality happening, whether it be in physical medicine responses and or transitioning to the metabolic and energetic impact of what we can do here. That's my area of interest more than anything else. And I know for some, oh, it's not controversial enough. Saving lives is not controversial enough. I want to save lives here. So let's move forward with some of these revelations, in addition to the identity of snake venom derived poisons being the vector of delivery or actual manifestation of what we call COVID.
Amen. So, let me know where you want to start. You can ask questions and we'll dive in.
Okay. Well, we believe it or not, we only have a minute before our first break because it's radio. So if we look at the two that you focused on, and maybe not exclusively as you're continuing your investigation, the king cobra and the crate, right? One works towards lessening the potential for coagulation, thinning the blood, causing bleed outs. The other, the opposite way, causing more coagulation issues. And we've seen evidence of both manifest in COVID.
Amen to that. You're absolutely right. And they are using, and it was identified in two different studies in January of 2020 and April of 2020, that the spike protein of this novel coronavirus was most genetically identical, sourced from two snakes, the Chinese crate and the cobra, not bats, crate and cobra snakes. Mm-hmm. And if you just listen to what I'm saying and stop being so paranoid about water, look at the weapon. The weapon is venom. This is a worldwide envenomation. And once you look at it through that lens, every holistic, every medical doctor will know how to treat all future scary unknown variants. They're all the same. The weapon is venom.
Stand by. That's the good news. Now that we figured that part of it out, what we can do about it, and we'll talk more about a lot of things with Dr. Brian Artis here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at it. As I said, a special edition if there ever was one. With such a, why is this controversial? I don't know. I mean, you know, Brian, you and I have been investigating things, I think, with a more holistic eye for a lot of years. And when we cover the potential for, are there people that are so nefarious and evil that they'd be willing to poison people for profit? For us, it's disappointing, but it's a reality of life on planet Earth and humans. They're capable of doing horrible things and capable of doing wonderful things. Whatever, if we can set aside the nefarious plot and the motivations for it, we just look at the pragmatic aspect of if we identify, as you have, and by the way, y'all check out Mike Adams' interview where it's like slide after slide after slide linking these things from peer-reviewed medical literature, scientific papers, etc., pharmaceutical drug products, acknowledging what they are, how they're connected. The reason I'm here with you, Dr. Brian Artis, is to not only, let's say, get some validation on what we're saying here, but also, again, the focal point in what we ended last segment on is now we have a focal pointed therapeutic response from allopathic to homeopathic and everything in between that can be much more targeted and successful than anything consistently.
You're absolutely right. Now, I'll give you an example of that if you don't mind. So, when I actually looked at this as an entire whole, I had to break down every bit of narrative, everything I've heard in the media, reported by medical doctors, scientists, embalmers, you name it. And I had to see, can I find a connection to snake venom envenomation or venom in general tied to all of these things? And just for example, when I went to look to see, is there a connection possibly to the injuries from the mRNA vaccines? Dr. Hoff out of British Columbia, who actually did do blood tests on all of his vaccinated patients, found 60% of all of them had this elevated D-dimer result. Mm-hmm. And that tells you there's massive amounts of blood clotting going on in the body. And this is not normal for being post-vaccinated. So I decided amidst all of my research in the last 4 months to just see, is there a possible connection to this D-dimer test? And this is not a joke. It was this innocent. I would type in a question. You can do it right now on your computer. How are D-dimers tests to be interpreted? And on Medscape, a medical journal, it actually brings up this article. Mm-hmm. It says, how are D-dimers to be interpreted? And it actually says 5 bullet points. These are the 5 most common things that medical doctors and lab technicians should be looking for when you see this. And oh my God, I couldn't believe snake venom poisoning is one of the 5. Mm-hmm. And then it made total sense. I wanted to go look and see, what about the inventors of these mRNA shots? It's Drew Weissman at the University of Pennsylvania with a woman named Kathleen Carrico. It's not Robert Malone. These two doctors, since 2009, have been financed and funded by Anthony Fauci and his department at the NIH. It's on all their research studies back to 2009. He's paying them to do mRNA gene therapy. In their studies, which I go through with Mike Adams, they use a substance in the procedure of their research. They talk about the method. They use something called snake venom phosphodiesterase to cleave RNA material. They use that to separate DNA and RNA genetic sequences, to insert or do gene editing and get the mRNA they're investigating into the gene. And I just couldn't believe it that they use snake venom in their research. It was crazy.
Well, and you brought up Robert Malone. Does this not equate to anything he said, or is something beyond his direction in terms of his claimed research in mRNA technology?
Yeah, he didn't research mRNA. He researched RNA, which is not the same. He was back in the late 80s. He actually did do research with RNA. But if I was Robert Malone, I would not want to be claiming I invented these shots. But I can't find, and never have really looked into it, but I don't find any, and I've done it, Robert Malone studies using snake venom anything.
Right.
But the two that are credited with this, Drew Weissman and Kathleen Carrico, who have been awarded and been recognized around the world as the inventors of these shots, have been using snake venom diphosphoesterase to cleave RNA and do gene editing, paid for by Anthony Fauci since 2009. They also have done studies for years, these two people, with mRNA from snake venom. And when you look at the side effects from a envenomation, you're getting shot up with peptides or any components of synthetic snake venom or real snake venom, you get the same side effects. Yeah. And there's been a big pushback that you can't make snake venom in a lab. They've been doing that for decades.
Yeah. So hold that thought. We've got to take another break here. RobertScottBell.com links up to Dr. Brian Artis and the things we're discussing, including other presentations that go deeper dives in terms of the background materials and slides of that. But back after this with more powerful discussion and ultimately healing of what's called COVID, whatever you believe it's derived from. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 7 weeks of fighting, Mariupol may fall to Russian troops. About 2,500 Ukrainian fighters are believed to be holding out there and refusing to surrender. Russia says they will annihilate them. In the West, more evidence of war crimes in places like Bucha.
and there's still a shortage of heavy weaponry in Ukraine, with promises that more will be arriving soon. The many troubles of the world were remembered by Pope Francis, who asked for peace in his traditional Easter blessing. The Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic started. On Palm Sunday, he begged for an Easter truce in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A suspect has been arrested after 14 people were injured during a shooting at a South Carolina mall on Saturday. Jawaine Price was one of three men who had been identified as people of interest and may face additional charges. Police officials indicate there may be at least one more suspect tied to the shooting. Police have also updated the victim count from 12 to 14, including 9 with gunshot wounds. 5 other victims had injuries, including broken bones and lacerations, after a stampede trying to run from the mall. A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the CDC. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Once again, links are up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. We have Dr. Brian Artis on. I guess the controversy among many controversies for some is like, well, no one would be so evil to do this. All right, I'm going to discard that right now. Yes, people are capable of great evil. And in the medical profession, I've talked about this for years, allopathic medicine, even though it can be life-saving in interventional medicine in wartime, or you get hit by a bus, they can put you back together better than anybody. Outside of that, poisoning people back to health is just not, it's good for business in terms of chronicity, but it's not ideal for healing from, again, envenomation and poisoning, even though they've derived antivenin or antivenoms through the study of snake venoms itself. And that's where Dr. Brian Artis left off in the last segment for people saying you can't do this. It's like, well, how did they come up with antivenom unless they've studied and synthetically derived things that would counteract that venom in the body?
And they've done it. And when I brought up the reason why you wanted to talk about therapeutics in the last segment, I would like to get to that because I showed Mike Adams. I said, this stuff from snake venom called snake venom phosphodiesterase that researchers buy to do gene editing therapy. This component of venom destroys cells and cuts DNA. So you die and they cause disease. This actual element you can buy online from a company called Innovative Research, and I showed their catalog on Mike Adams' show. But Mike Adams couldn't believe it. I said, ask me if I was surprised by this thing being used in the research studies by the people that created the mRNA shots for decades. I want you to look at it for sale online and read the description, and I highlighted one sentence. When you buy the product for $133 online, it says, to anyone buying this snake venom phosphodiesterase, you cannot mix it with any of these three things because it totally destroys or inhibits its venomous action, mm-hmm. which is to cleave genes. And it has three things that were shocking to him and I. Number one, it says you can't mix this with glutathione. Number two, you can't mix it with cysteine, like N-acetylcysteine. And then number three, you can't mix it with ascorbic acids. And it says it completely inhibits and destroys this, the property of this venom. Now, what's interesting about that, Mike was shocked. I said, isn't it odd that the FDA has been trying to strip supplement mm-hmm. companies' rights to sell NAC since May of 2020?
Oh, big time. Yeah, like, big time.
They've been
yeah.
threatening to take that away and make a prescription drug. Isn't it weird they're targeting doctors like Dr. Eric Naputi for actually recommending from the beginning vitamin C? Isn't it weird hospitals will not allow you to administer vitamin C to COVID-19 patients? Isn't that weird? They know it works and inhibits snake venom and envenomation. These three things are powerful snake venom inhibitors.
Yeah, and it isn't weird from the history of allopathic medicine in the 20th century that led to this. Because remember the discovery of EDT chelation therapy to remove.
And that's one of them. EDTA is in there. Yep.
Yeah, to remove lead from acute lead toxicity, for instance. And they found a side benefit that the arteries were being cleared miraculously very rapidly. And suddenly something that was an accepted medical intervention, synthetic amino acid therapy in that case, was relegated now to be quackery because they found out, hey, we can clear arteries. Therefore, the emerging field, a very profitable field, of open heart surgery would have been eliminated altogether in the 20th century. So the behavior of those in allopathic pharmaceutical monopoly medicine is consistent. It just is even more nefarious in its intent to kill here. And yet the question remains too from some, Dr. Artis, how come it doesn't kill everybody the same way all at the same time? And I try to remind people of that because of some of these things you just brought up. For instance, NAC is related to the production of glutathione. And in the absence of selenium, you can't convert to glutathione peroxidase. Guess what? One of the studies I was covering among many in the last 2 years was that COVID manifestations in areas of China where selenium levels were the highest showed little to no manifestation of COVID symptoms. In the areas where they were the lowest, it was the largest manifestations of COVID symptoms. Now, selenium is also very integral in protecting all cells, including for the liver and the production of glutathione and peroxidase forms. So we look at the ability to metabolize and detoxify and regenerate faster than we degenerate. That's why it's not a one-size-fits-all, and not everybody gets killed instantly. Not everybody has the same response. Now, there are controversies associated with, are there placebo versions of this and on, but I wanted to bring this out when people will say, and maybe you've encountered the challenges to you and what you're claiming. I read something from Steve Kirsch, very smart man, has his Substack, and he wrote, he said, wow, it's plausible, but there are things that they don't know. But he was acknowledging your willingness to come on and answer questions. Had that already happened?
That was just yesterday.
Oh, please tell me how the interaction went with that group. Because I think critical thinking skills and the ability to engage in discussion, debate, and even argument is a good thing.
Yeah, there's one thing I think Steve Kirsch knows from the first time I met him in Pennsylvania. About a month ago, we were on stages and in the Capitol building testifying together, me, him, Peter McCullough, Thomas Renz. That was the first time I met him. And I think he learned there. I remember we were sitting at dinner the first night and he looked at me when he heard me telling a story about how I confronted a pilot about him writing me a note to wear a mask on the FAA regulations document. He signed his name and my name and, you know, trying to threaten me to wear a mask. And I wrote a letter back to him on that note and gave it back to him. And Steve Kirsch was like, wow, you're really bold. You might be bolder than me. Steve Kirsch, when he asked me to come on and talk to a bunch of people in our movement yesterday, there's no way he knew I would absolutely get on that call. There's no way I'm not going to. But that was an hour and a half, and half of the people were extremely angry at me and were yelling at me, red-faced, just, and they're really angry. And what was interesting is that I just would let them vent. Like, I just sat there and said, go ahead and vent. And they did vent, and then I would actually call them out by name and say, thank you. That's all I did. Thank you. Next. And then let's do the next one. Next. And at the end of the call, this is not a joke, I said, if the intent of this phone call is because you wanted me to be aware that you all are determined to protect and preserve the lives of innocents around the world, then I thank you and I love you for this call. No one else could actually take that call, I don't think. Not very many people could sit there and be belittled or barraged. Mm-hmm. But Steve Kirsch didn't do that. Steve Kirsch, out of the gate, said, Dr. Artis, can you there's a lot of claims you're making in Revelation to the stuff that's very disturbing to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, what's your overall goal with bringing all of this to light? And my answer was this. We need to put an end to this entire vaccine agenda. We need to wipe them from the entire earth. Mm-hmm. That's the mission. And he goes, well, great. We're all on the same mission. That's great. Now, any questions you guys have for him? Any concerns that you have about blah, blah? And it just went on. And I actually let them vent for a few minutes and can't believe that I brought all this drama to life. Mm-hmm. And then I actually did this. I said, thank you. After I looked at everybody who was on there, I will tell you, there's a medical doctor who I love. I revere, who absolutely, even with Senator Ron Johnson, was in tears about hospital protocols, his rights being stripped. And I've made him aware, even through text, how much I love him, honor him, and support him this whole time. And he got in the camera and he looked at me in front of everybody and said, this is all bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then got off the call. And I was like, and I went just like this. Thank you for all you've done to save humanity. Cause it's true.
Yeah.
And the truth is, mm-hmm. I held up a study and I said, look, there are researchers on here that I love and I know are better researchers than me. I'm going to hold this study up right here. Now that I've listened to all of you, I'm going to hold up the study. And I said, I want you all to tell me if you've heard of this study. None of them have even seen it. And I said, now that you guys are upset about me saying that if you look at venom, you'll find the problem with COVID, that it's the real weapon. There's an Italy study. Mike Adams also had it, and I took him through it at the very end of this of the actual presentations. In Italy, October 2021, there was a study done in Italy. They took 20 COVID-19 positive tested PCR patients, and then they took 10 who did not test positive for COVID-19. And they took blood samples, urine samples, and fecal samples, blood, urine, and poop from all of them. And they actually evaluated their blood, urine, and poop for toxic venom peptides. And what they found was inside of the poop, urine, and blood of all 20 COVID-19 tested positive patients in Italy from multiple cities, actually. They were all from different cities. And then the negative, they found 36 different snake venoms and conotoxin venoms from the marine snail in every poop sample, urine sample, and blood sample. But they found zero in the blood, urine, and poop of the negative tested COVID-19 patients. And I held it up on the screen and showed the charts, and I said, have any of you seen this? And they all said, no, we've never seen that. And I said, well, you're all bad-mouthing me without actually seeing this peer-reviewed, published article. So I asked them and put in the link to the study, and I said, if I'm wrong, I would like to know how this got peer-reviewed and published in October, and it confirms 20 different snake venoms, including crate, cobras, spitting cobras, taipans, brown snakes, vipers, and then 16 different conotoxins from venomous snails that are actually more venomous and deadly than cobra venom.
Dr. Artistie, do you recall in that article threshold, cycle count thresholds that were using for that PCR in the study?
No, but they just PCR'd for COVID-19. That's all I know. And then they used mass spectrometry or whatever it is.
Yeah. Spectrophotometry. It's a hard word.
Spectrophotometry to look for the peptides.
Mm-hmm.
And then analyzed all of their findings against all the peptides and databases from animal venoms.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I actually looked at the group and I said, I want you guys to tell me why it is 20 snake venom peptides show up in COVID-19 patients. I wanted you to tell me why 16 conotoxins from venomous snails are ending up in COVID-19 patients, and there's no bat peptides that we've been talking about this
right.
whole time.
Is that the basis for these people that are upset with you that it's not bats? I mean, you know, what is it that is the most upsetting about what you're revealing to those that are angry about this?
I'm just going to tell you right now what they're mad about. I will tell you, this is exactly the analogy I've used. And I knew it before this even happened and started to happen. It's kind of like me walking up to you, Robert. It's Robert, right? It's like me walking up to you, Robert, right now, and I'm your grandpa, if your grandpa's still alive. Picture me as your grandpa walking up to you, someone you trust and love and respect. He walking up to you right now, asking you to leave the room so he can tell you something that's been bothering him. And he looks at you and he goes, Robert, I've wanted to tell you this for a long time, but your parents are not your birth parents. You were adopted.
Stand by. On that note, we got to come back from this break. Yes, Brian Artist will be with us still after the break as we wrap up Hour 1 together on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So, Dr. Brian Artis, my grandpa says, your parents are not your parents, you're adopted. And I'm trying to follow the analogy. I don't want to assume everybody gets it fully, right? As we talk about other doctors and scientists and researchers that seem to be very upset about what you're revealing related to reptilian or specifically snake venoms as it manifests in COVID, synthetically derived or orchestrated. How do we get that feeling of everybody's going to feel different about it? I guess that's how I know everybody's angry with you. Some will go, oh, okay. But in context of what you've just, is it because they didn't figure it out? Is it an ego thing or is there something more to it that I'm missing?
Oh, I promise you there's a massive amount of ego in this. There's no way that people who have been talking for the last 2 years, saving lives and their medical doctors, all of a sudden are now going, yeah, but he's just a chiropractor, just making up stuff. Really? Really, you've asked me to be a part of your medical conventions for 2 years, like to speak on your behalf and to help you. You respected me then. You can't, there's just going to be this upfront thing, like the analogy with the grandpa telling you that your parents are not your parents. All of a sudden, you're going to push back and get angry because you think the person you've been trusting is now lying to you all of a sudden. And then you're going to be angry. You're going to push back against the possible truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go to your room and pout and cry. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start looking back on your life to see, does any of it make sense, that it could be possibly true you were wrong all along, that your parents were your birth parents. And then all these little gaps of reality are going to kick in, like, oh, well, my parents are only 4'8". I'm 6'7". Maybe it's true. Everyone's asked me my whole life, is that really your parents? Things will then start to make sense, and this is no different. You're going to start, if you just spent some time with this, I know it's shocking. If you'll just spend some time with it for like 4 months like I did before you start bashing me.
Brian,
look at it and then come back 4 months from now and then give me your.
Yeah, I've been at this for many years, not specifically the 4 months that you were at it for this particular topic, but I've been embarrassed for doctors and scientists for a lot of years on the vaccine issue, for instance. And you mentioned it earlier today with this interview, that it's about getting rid of this once and for all. That whole paradigm is bunk, it's crap, it's dangerous, it's deadly. It is not based in sound science if you're really looking at outcomes being that we're healthier and we live longer and we don't have chronic disease, on and on it goes. So to point out this issue, again, confronts the medical scientific intelligentsia with something that is very difficult for them to self-efface, look at and go, yep, we got it wrong. And it's not just about the synthetic mRNA scenario. It's not just about the snake venoms, but it causes the calls into the entire paradigm. Even though I say mRNAs injections are not the same as quote unquote previous generation vaccines, the entire idea behind them is wrong. The way they implement it is wrong. And so, yes, it is a threat to ego, certainly, and their established belief that they are superior to all of us mentally. You're just a chiropractor. Who are you? You're just a homeopath. Who are you? I'm not in this for ego. You know, I went into this because I want to help people get well as most, and I would say most doctors probably do as well. Try go in that for the reasons that I'd say are good, but they are programmed. They are horsewhipped. They are put on, you know, pharmaceutical horse blinders to only look at one way of doing things. And if it upsets them, then they can't go there. And then anger is a natural, if you will, response or reaction.
Oh, absolutely. So there's going to be immediate rejection for those who have a belief system already set in stone and have accepted realities they've been told. And I will tell you, I hate vaccines. I have for 20 years researched vaccines and lectured on vaccines. I don't see a single benefit from any vaccine ever. I actually believe it's a horrible idea. And have for 20 years. I got four kids that have never had a vaccine ever, and they're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And I have a fifth one who got vaccinated for 1 year, my oldest, and then I stopped after I learned better. Mm-hmm. But the idea to skip where 90% of your immunity is in your gut, mm-hmm. and to just bypass your gut and inject it right into your bloodstream, to me is a horrible idea. How is that even conceivable to be of maximum benefit to improve your health?
And then you take something that is as horrible as that and then alter it via injecting synthetic venom poisons. And
yeah, even if it weren't that,
the whole mRNA technology as it's manifested is, you know, whether you believe in the envenomation concept or not, you cannot argue for its safety. You cannot argue for its efficacy. And here we are discussing a very validated, I would say, lines of causation. And we're going to go into more of that when we come back here. For those of you listening on radio, you're going to have to come on over to robertscottbell.com to see the video of me and Brian discussing further in the time we have together today about the controversies around these venoms, etc. You're listening and watching the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.